Well, all right, all right, all right. Welcome, everybody. We are live streaming right now on Facebook. We're live streaming on multiple YouTube channels. And I want to welcome you to the show. Welcome to Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor. And I'd like to let everybody know, if this is your first time tuning in, a very, very special welcome. What we do here on the show is we talk about everything that relates to real estate investing, from how do you find deals before other real estate investors know about them? How do you get your deals funded without relying on your banker or your mortgage broker or your hard money lender? How are you able to flip and sell properties quickly? How do you automate the business? And we talk about single family houses, commercial, land deals, self-storage. And the most important piece of real estate that we talk about is the real estate that exists between your ears. As you all have heard me say, it's hard to really control real estate that you stand on until you control and own the real estate that's in between your ears. So, yes, we talk about mindset and the type of things and the kind of thought process that a successful real estate investor ought to have. So as we're kicking off, we love to hear where people are tuning in from. So if you are tuning in live from Facebook right now, or if you are watching us on YouTube, go to the comment section right below the video and let us know where you're tuning in from. Say hello. What's your first name? What's your city and state? And also, if you have any questions, I'm sure you will, and comments about what we're going to be talking about on the show today, be sure and put those in the comment section below. If you've been tuning into Real Estate Investing with Jay Connor over the last year and a half or so, you know I've had amazing experts and guests here on the show, and today is no exception. Today on today's show, my guest is actually going to be talking about the five ways that you can dominate your market to where you get customers actually chasing you instead of you having to chase and locate customers. But before I introduce my special guest, my good friend today, I want to let everybody know right around the corner, I have got a live event coming up that you definitely want to take a look at attending. And because you're tuning in here on the podcast or you're watching YouTube or Facebook, I've got a free ticket for you and your guests to attend. This is called the Real Estate Investing Cash Flow Conference. By the way, hello, Og's Fish Room from New York, New York. Thank you for tuning in. We see you saying hello. But this upcoming event, the Real Estate Investing Cash Flow Conference, it's 3 days. It's February 26th, 27th, and 28th, 2020. It's right around the corner. And we'll just go ahead and put up the website that you can go check it out right now. You get to attend for free. It's www.jayconner.com/live-event. And at that event, you're going to learn how to find deals ahead of the real estate investing competition. In fact, when you locate deals the way we'll show you at this conference, you won't have any competition. We'll have private lenders at the event for you to network with. So if you're looking for more funding for your deals, this conference is definitely the place for you to be. And we'll be teaching automation, how you automate the business, how you can actually do this business in less than 10 hours per week, and all that you need to know. So if you're a seasoned real estate investor or you're brand new, it doesn't matter. This is a conference you want to check out. Again, get on over to www.jayconner.com/live-event. Again, if you're just tuning in with us now and you've got comments or questions regarding the subject matter that we're going over here with my special guest here in just a second, be sure and say hello in the comment section and give us your questions and give us your comments. Well, on with the show. I'm so excited to have as my guest today, Max, my good friend, that we've known each other for quite a while now. Max, I'll tell you a little bit about Max's background. Max's relationship with his grandmother actually inspired his mission, and what a mission Max has got. And the mission is to assist as many seniors and families as he can. And here's the background. You see, Max was able to help his grandmother with her own home challenges. However, not everyone has the type of support system in place that he was able to provide for his grandmother. So a little bit of background on Max. He's got over 15 years of experience in real estate, finance. He's also a trainer and a coach to real estate investors. And so a few hats that he's currently wearing are a real estate investor, consultant. He's an author of a best-selling book that he'll tell you about. He's a fantastic speaker. I've seen him take the stage. He mesmerizes his audiences. And he's also an expert panelist. Well, he has flipped over 100 houses, and he's on a mission to help real estate agents and real estate investors have, as I said a moment ago, customers and clients chasing them instead of you having to chase and locate your own customers and clients. Well, he's also the creator and owner of Savior Publishing House, which is a publishing business, as a way to serve his community and to also help seniors with their real estate challenges. The Savior brand that Max has is a brand of companies that focus on providing Christian real estate and business solutions to their clients. And of course, Max, like our other good friends, enjoys spending time with his wife and his children and engaging in family activities. He's very involved in his church, as I and my wife, Carol Joy, are. And he's passionate, like I am, about investing time with his family and in real estate. So folks, don't go anywhere. If you're tuning in live or you're listening or watching the podcast, we're getting ready to pull the curtain back right now for Mr. Max Keller. Hey, Max, how are you, my man?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Hello, everybody. We're Max, looking forward to helping you.
So glad you could come here and be on the show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as I said just a moment ago, we're going to talk about the five ways for folks here to learn how to dominate their market, get customers and clients chasing them. So again, folks, for those of you that are tuning in live, go ahead and type in and say hello, where you're from, in the comments section, and put in your questions and your comments as we get into the interview. So a little bit more, Max, when it comes to a real estate investor or agent learning to dominate their market, how is it that you're qualified to even talk about this subject?
Yeah, great question. Well, you know, I started out in real estate about 15 years ago, started buying rental properties. I was doing it part-time. And at the time I was working in finance, I was a math teacher for 7 years before I started getting into real estate full time. And really for me, I just had the plan of just staying in real estate part time. I love teaching. I love teaching math. I worked at an inner city school and I loved, just loved helping the kids. So I had no plans on leaving. Real estate really started to grow. I went full time. I flipped about 100 houses, about 120 houses in a 3 year period in Dallas, Fort Worth with a team of three people. And, you know, what happened was, is I would go to, you know, I got about halfway through my deals, maybe six deals, 60. And I started to feel kind of burnt out. You know, can anybody relate to the grind that it can be, you know, visiting customers, feeling like there's like five or six more people right behind you. There's a lot of competition in Dallas, Fort Worth, and a lot of cities people are listening to. And so, I don't know, it felt like a major grind. And so I made a list of the deals that I had that I enjoyed working with the customer the most and the deal that I made the most money on. And both categories that led to seniors. And so I just couldn't be everywhere. I love working with seniors. They're my best clients. Most of them were, you know, I met with hundreds and hundreds, and we've impacted thousands of seniors through now the book system. But yeah, I've been investing full time, and you know, I uncovered a little secret that I'm going to share with your audience today that really 10x my results.
Sounds great, Max. So I tell you what, let's go ahead and jump in. Okay. The ways to dominate the market and get customers chasing you. But before we do that, give everybody a little teaser about your book. I mean, your book is just fascinating. You gave me a copy of it mm-hmm. a few months ago when you attended my live event. Tell folks about your book and And I'm sure you've got something that you're going to give the audience here after we get to the end of the interview.
Yeah, absolutely. Stay till the end and I'll let you know where that is. We'll put a code in that you can get something. But basically, long story short, is that I was going to meet with seniors. My grandma helped take care of me for the first 15 years of my life. And then I took care of her for the last 15. I met my wife at church, taking my grandma to church. So I love seniors. And I'm in these seniors' homes. I'm meeting with them and they need a lot of help. You know, their husbands passed away. They own their house outright, but they don't necessarily have a lot of other assets, maybe a little Social Security, maybe a pension. And their family members, their adult children are grown and they live all over the country. And so there's just all these challenges. And, you know, the seniors could tell that, number one, I knew what I was talking about. Number two, I wanted to help them and they would never let me leave. You know, I was there for like 3-4 hours. And I was like, well, I can only go to like 2 appointments a day. I had somebody else in acquisitions that was helping me buy homes, but I wanted something more scalable. And what I found was, is that if I got to the senior and helped them, they got help. But there were so many seniors out there that didn't have, you know, somebody really looking out for them. And they were just at the mercy of whatever, you know, straight commission salesperson they called from the phone book that, you know, they were just hoping that they would come through. And a lot of times they didn't. And that made me, you know, kind of angry. I really wanted to help these people that I didn't know. So I'm like, well, what can I do? So what I did was I created my first book. I've written a lot of books since then. But it's Home to Home, the Step-by-Step Senior Housing Guide. And in this book, it's all the ways that seniors can sell their home, pros and cons to each, the different ways that they can keep their home, the types of senior housing that's available, how much it costs, how to pay for it. And then I wrote a chapter to the adult children. So this is basically like 7 hours of all the questions that I was getting, Jay, in the living room of these seniors. So I started to give this book out and these seniors were investing 7 hours with me, but I wasn't there. My book was. And then a lot of other magical things happened. So that's number one. If you want to get more customers in your business and you want to have customers chasing you, you have to change the perception of the way that your customer sees you in their mind. If they see you as just, you know, another person, a dime a dozen, one of millions of real estate investors or realtors in their area, you know, that's not good. You know, when I go to a customer's house and I give them a copy of my book, I sign it, we take a picture together. They come to one of my workshops and I give them a copy of my workbook, which is a whole nother story and we'll get to that. But when I give them this and I teach this workshop of how to navigate this really difficult time in the homeowner's journey, at a church, at a senior center, at a CPA office, probate attorney office, it changes the way that the customers perceive me. Now I'm the expert and they're not calling other people. So the number one way for folks that are listening to get more customers and to have whatever your business is, but we're just talking real estate. That's my specialty, is to change the way they perceive you. So that's number one.
So number one way to get people chasing you is change the way they perceive you. And are you saying the way you have gotten your customers to change the way they perceive you is by becoming an author and writing a book?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I speak now, I'll give you a perfect example. My wife, we're involved in our church, like you and your wife. My wife works at our church. You know, when I was Max Buys Homes, and then I changed my name to Savior Realty, like our Lord and Savior, the pastor of the church, other churches, they didn't want me to come and speak to their group. Because you got to understand, these pastors and these senior centers, they have, you know, they're the shepherds of their flock. And they have to make sure, they have to be very careful who they let in, because they don't want to hurt their flock. But there's so many seniors that need this curriculum. We wrote curriculum that we haven't been able to find anywhere else. And it's for people who, you know, really, really need it. So before, when it was just Max Buys Homes and Savior Realty, same guy, same person, same flesh, I wasn't getting those speaking opportunities. But now when I'm the author of the book, the workbook, I call up local churches and I say, you know, we have a workshop that we'd like to teach and, you know, I'm a local author. Then all of a sudden they're letting me in, you know, like, oh, thank God for you, you know, and I'm speaking to 30, 40 of their congregation at a time. So Max didn't change. The information I had in my mind that I could share didn't change, but the perception changed, and it was through becoming an author. So that's why number one is so powerful, and that actually leads us into number two.
All right, number two.
Yeah, so number two is promote your book, not you. So a lot of people in very regulated industries have been using this for a long time. You know, you have to be very careful if you're a financial advisor and you have a securities license, what you put on a billboard, because there's a lot of restrictions. So what folks started to figure out was, is if they wanted to promote themselves, they would write a book and then they would just promote and talk about the book. And so when you start talking about your book, it takes the conversation away from this being like a transaction, a sales situation. You know, sometimes in a sales situation, people get defensive. They keep the walls up. But when you're just talking about the book and you're having a conversation, the whole thing changes. I'll give you an example. We do direct mail. We still market for homes. I have licensees that we'll get to later that use my book system, lead generation system, all over the country. And so they'll still send out mail, but they'll also say, they'll list a benefit statement of what their service can do. And then they'll say at the bottom, oh, by the way, if you're not ready to sell your house now, we wrote the book on senior housing. You can go to Amazon and buy a copy, or you can give us a call and we'll send you a copy for free. And that's actually how we got our first customer. It wasn't by promoting ourselves. It was by promoting our book. We sent out some flyers to homes in an area where I know there's a lot of seniors that live. We made a off. We let them know that they could get a copy of the book. A customer called and said they wanted a copy of the book. And it was so natural because think about it. When they call, well, where do you want us to send the book? So we have their address. We have their contact info. And then my assistant said, okay, Max is going to give you a call in a couple weeks to see how you like the book. Not if you're ready to sell your house right now. You know, I think people who are listening who are in real estate can relate to follow-up calls sometimes feeling awkward. I felt that way. I never liked the way it felt. But with a book, it's really easy because I just call the customer back 2 weeks later and I just say, hey, I don't say, hey, when are you going to hurry up and sell your house so I can make some commission? You know, like that's, and then I'm not saying people who are listening say that, but sometimes it like comes off that way. You know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And so, but for me, I just call them up. And I just say, hey, we sent you a copy of the book. Hey, Mavis, we sent you a copy of the book. How'd you like it? And our first customer that we got from a book in Haltom City, Texas, that's what happened. And she said, I love the book. I read it cover to cover. I'm pretty much set. I'm going to stay where I'm at, but my neighbor needs help. So I took my walker and went across the street and gave her your book and she's going to call you. And long story short, that's how it worked. And she called us and we got that customer from the book. So promote the book is number two. Very crucial. If you want a copy of the book Home to Home, you can go to Amazon and buy it. Or if you send us an email for the first 25 people, we'll send you a copy for free and you can look at it and just, you know, use the format and put your info in and, or just give it to a senior that you love.
That's awesome. Your email one more time, Max.
Info, I-N-F-O, at saviorpublishinghouse.com.
Saviorpublishinghouse.com. Perfect. Thank you, Max. All right, folks, there you have it. I'm Jay Connor, the Private Money Authority, wishing you all the best. And here's to taking your real estate investing business to the next level. We'll see you on the next show.